Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Steve King and Johnny Putman on Chicago's Afternoon News. Emmett Till.
That, of course, is the voice of Bob Dylan. And that goes back to 1962.
Yeah. At an event that none of us will forget.
And an event that is going to be highlighted at the DuSable Museum of African American History. And this is a first of its kind. So please listen. This is something that you could take in with the kids next week. It's educational. But we want to explain to you exactly what it is and the fact that it's not been done before. Collaboration for Social Change has teamed up with the museum to present Trial in the Delta, The Murder of Emmett Till. And with us on the line this afternoon are a couple of the people who made this happen, the co-creators and co-producers and writers. We got with us on the line Gary Mills and Willie Round. Gary and Willie, thank you so much for joining us today on WGN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I said it's never been done before. What we're talking about is a reenactment of the Emmett Till trial. It's based on trial transcripts, and I'd always understood that those had just kind of disappeared.
How did you get a hold of the trial transcripts?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. The trial happened in 1955, and immediately the transcripts from what happened in that courtroom disappeared. They were gone, hidden for 50 years. And 50 years later, the FBI got a hold of the transcripts, and they made their way to someone who gave them to us at Collaboration. And the task was take this 5 days of court testimony and try to create a play out of it. And so that's what Willie and I did, is we took those transcripts and turned it into a stage play. And the fact that no one has heard these words out loud since the trial is when you see the play, when you hear these words, you'll understand why the people in Mississippi hid those transcripts for 50 years.
Willie, obviously you were familiar with the story. In going over the transcripts, did you learn anything that surprised you?
Yeah, well, it was about what I learned was the conspiracies that they tried to place upon his mom, and the different ways that they tried to corner. Just saying that the body wasn't his, how they tried to suggest that his mother used insurance, did this like it was some conspiracy that she used it for insurance money and got him killed for insurance money. Just those horrific things that was found in the story was just, it was mind-blowing. I knew the outskirts of the story, you know, that he went down to Mississippi and that he was mutilated and, you know, just barbarism of a lynching that they gave him. You know, that's all I really knew. But even diving deep into the transcript itself, it just there's a lot of information in there. Just like I said, as far as conspiracies that they tried to throw at his mom, or you know, just taking out insurance money to have him killed. I mean, it was mind blowing.
Question for both of you: as you were reading the transcripts, were there times when you just had to put it down and say, I can't believe this?
For sure. I mean, what happened to him is horrific, and it's way, way worse than I think people even know what he went through, just the terror he must have gone through at every stage of what they did to him, from the torturing him to the shooting him to the, you know, tying his body to a gin fan and sinking it in the water. It's a really hard piece to hear, but it helps you understand, you know, what was happening back then, and sadly how there are parallels to what's happening now in whether it's Ahmaud Arbery or some of these other cases. There are striking the language that's used. One perfect example is during the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, one of the things that the prosecutors used is they kept race out of it. They said, this is not about race, it's just about murder, because they knew if it became a racial trial, there could be people in Georgia who would, you know, not vote the right way. The same thing happened in the Emmett Till trial. The prosecutor, in his closing argument, says, this is not about race. This is about murder. Let's keep race out of it, even though everybody knows it was about race.
So how long is the president...
I'll just give what stood out to me the most as far as what shocked me was the testimony of Chester Miller, the Undertaker, just how he described his body. It's just a horrific picture that he paints. Just, you could just, like, if you close your eyes, you can visually see the carnage that they caused the young boy.
So how long is your presentation, trial in the Delta? I mean, you're talking about all of this material, and I can't even imagine trying to whittle it down to your adaptation. So how long will your show be?
The play lasts an hour and a half, and all of the major characters and all of the major arcs of the trial are in there. What's not in there is all the legal, the boring, you know, legalese, where they're arguing with the judge about legal things and going into those things. A lot of the witnesses who weren't really important to the story, character witnesses talking about the two murderers, how one of the murderers had a purple heart, won a purple heart as a soldier, and so they brought, you know, his wife on to say what a great man he is and what a great patriot and a soldier. You know, things like that are not in there because they, you know, you have an hour and a half to really tell the story. But it reads like a thriller. And one of the things we want to say is we didn't write any of the words that these witnesses say. We were very clear when we were writing it, this is an adaptation of the actual transcript. So everything these witnesses say was said in that courtroom in 1955.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to tell people how they can see this show and how they can be involved in this show next Saturday and Sunday at the DuSable Museum.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And we're talking with the co-creators, co-producers, and writers of Trial in the Delta, The Murder of Emmett Till.
With us are those two guys, two of the people who will make this happen, Gary Mills and Willie Round. And this all happens next weekend at the DuSable Museum. Gary, you wanted to give us some specifics on that?
Absolutely. The show is directed by Anthony Mosley and Dana Anderson, who are some of the best directors working in the city. Some of the best actors in the city have been cast. There's two shows, 7 o'clock, I believe, at the DuSable on Saturday, and then a 3 o'clock community performance on the Sunday. And, yeah, it's an immersive production, so the audience is going to feel like they're in the courtroom in 1955, and they'll be the first people to hear these words since the audience heard them in 1955.
So
we're really excited.
12 people are the jurors that are going to be up there. Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Were there any women on the jury?
No women.
No women.
No women.
No women.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was an all-white jury.
Majority farmers.
Yeah. Wow. So how would the audience become involved in this?
I think the audience is going to become involved just
go ahead,
the experience and witnessing the injustice that was taking place. One thing that we both want people to walk away with, and the reason why we did this is because these transcripts were hidden for 50 years, you know, and the truth has to be seen. So the audience will be able to, you know, partake in just receiving and experiencing the truth. Because, like Gary said, we didn't write anything specifically. All we did was adapt. These words were being said at that time in that day and age.
Right.
Now, also, we understand that this is going to be videoed. There's a recording is going to be made for this.
Good.
Yes, the plan is to film it, and so we have that as a document.
How do you want people to get information? Should they go to the museum's website?
Collaboration.org is the perfect place to get tickets. collaboration.org. You can order them there.
Okay, and we'll be sure that we have a link to that, too, because tickets are on sale now at collaboration.org, and they're $45 for general admission, $25 for members of the museum or collaboratives, and $15 for youths, educators, seniors, artists, activists, and low income. And again, you can get all of these details. And I'll just ask you guys real quick, since it's going to be next weekend, are you going to have to be wearing your mask? You have to show a vaccine card, any of the COVID protocols?
Yes, both.
Yes?
Yes, COVID protocol.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you guys for doing this. How long did you spend putting this together?
We wrote for a couple months. Once we got the transcripts in our hands, we had mm-hmm. to read those a bunch of times, and then we had to research as much as possible. One interesting thing I'll leave you with is the closing arguments from the defense and the prosecution were not in the transcript. So they,
really?
For some reason, were not recorded at all.
Wow.
And so we had to then find what was said. And so we, through newspaper accounts, through experts and authors who have studied the Till case extensively, we were able to get enough of the content from the closing arguments to rebuild each of the closing arguments, which are just shattering when you hear the way they presented the final part of this case. It's worth coming to see just to see these two lawyers and how they appeal to that jury.
Thank you, guys.
We can't thank you enough for joining us, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having us.